Georgia Guidestones, if you remember that, they want to bring it down to 500 million people. Well, that means they want to kill about 7 billion or so. They don't want to kill and destroy 7 billion. They want to hijack. They want to harvest 7 billion now. I think the plans have changed because of technology or what have you. And if you think I'm crazy or think this is weird, ladies and gentlemen, this is so heavy. I mean, during the break, Jeffrey's saying things like, yeah, if I'm still alive, I'll come on. And this is so heavy. Bob Griswold, who guest hosts sometimes, he says the New World Order is going to come in not with a stick, but with a carrot that they're going to, you know, lead you on. Okay. Jeffrey made me aware of the Black Mirror. I've never seen it. It's a show. He said on one of the seasons they had something similar to this. And X-Files, last year, I think I told you, was it last season or the season before? There's an X-Files episode where one of the people that Mulder had known for years contacted him through the computer and told him what had happened, that they had offered them to go to space. I can't remember exactly the line. I need to watch it again. I apologize for that. But the basics of it are that they had been offered experiments to go into this different consciousness and go to the stars. But where they went was to these servers, and that their consciousness, their essence, their memories, their who they were, went into this server system. And they said, well, it seems like it's a world. It seems like it's the world, but it's not the world. It's not the world. Lucifer is an illusion. 666 is illusions upon illusions upon illusions of worlds. We know that, and Lucifer doesn't create anything. He just manufactures a counterfeit. God, our creator, has given us everything. We have the ability within us, the divinity within us, to expand to anything. And Lucifer wants to take this as counterfeit and take, and the technology that's going to come forth and the offering of the abilities that this technology and this conscious changing harvesting is going to offer to the people, people will clamor for it. And instead of enhancing mankind's destiny, it will eternally, or however long this is, I'm really not sure. I'm going off the cuff a little bit here from my research. But it will put them in a prison state for not free them, but imprison them. We're talking to Jeffrey Matt, JeffreyMatt.com. We talked earlier about the color code and color sequence. He has some very important information. This is massive information, what he's saying. Jeffrey, we have about 10 minutes or so, a little less. Please continue and finish up here.
Yeah, so thanks again. So one of the things I want to specify and help people build ideas about the social credit system is that if I go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, one of the definitions really stood out to me, as I'll read it out: living and breeding in more or less organized communities, especially for the purposes of cooperation and mutual benefit. And then right below it says, see social insect. And so ants and bees, they're in colonies. And the queen and the royal families, they have colonies, right, around the world. The French colonies, the German colonies, the Dutch colonies, the British colonies. And so we are the social insects that build civilizations for them. And so this, that's just the word from the word social. And if I go to credit, you know, in Merriam-Webster, this is just little examples, is that the balance of a person's favor in an account, an amount of some place in a person's disposal by a bank. So basically what you do has value. That's where the social credit, because you can't get a job. AI and automation have taken over. And system, well, system, it's a group of body organs that come together to perform one or more vital functions. Example, the digestive system. This is just different parts of the definitions that I piece together. Well, the United Nations has a thing called, let me read it out to you. It's from them. I didn't make this up. It's called the fact sheet. This is the United Nations the six main organs. So somebody on the back end, even though everybody's going to say, well, the General Assembly and the Security Council, those aren't human organs, but psychologically, they're trying to create a world body. And so AI needs to be part of that. And to feed the AI, we need a social credit system, because how can it be alive without us? We are the foundation. We're the social insects. But to do it in the legal realm, and to do it in a corporate way, they have to have a way to connect the living to the corporate. So they call us the resident. You know, when you go vote, and you have to see where do you reside, sir, if you get pulled over, if you cross the border, where do you reside, sir, when you fill out your IRS forms. Well, res, R-E-S, in Latin means thing. And ident means to identify. So you're identifying as a thing. So they see you legally as a thing, but biologically you're perceived as like an insect in a colony. And so we're building up, the colony is building and serving and providing through the social credit system into the AI. And then whatever we couldn't get through you uploading your lifestyle through Facebook or Twitter, they possibly could explore assisted suicide to get a complete DNA sequencing for under $1,000. Now, eventually it'll become free. We'll sequence it, and we'll find out if you're susceptible to cancer. And so they'll get DNA sequencing for everybody and biometrics. And then finally, when that's all together, the things are really going to shake up. But this is just a supposition. This is just my analysis, and you are the authority. You go double-check this. Go to my website, look for other sources. And I have to extend thank you to Jordan Maxwell, who opened my mind and who provided me friendship and mentorship. And he's been uncovering this kind of material for 60 years. So I want...
We got a few more minutes before you, finish up here. You talk about human. The legal definition of human in the 1800s, in many respected dictionaries, the legal definition was a monster. The humans were a monster. To go along with what you're saying, an insect, a part of the hive. I've said on the show, talking about the Declaration of Independence, the greatest moment, mankind's greatest moment, put aside the Messiah for a second, knowledge of the Messiah, what have you. The greatest moment recorded history of mankind was the Declaration of Independence. And it said that we are man and that we were created. Now they're taking us, that divinity that has been given to us, they want to take it now to characterize us as a human. Now you're just like, no, you're not divine. No. You are a human. You are an insect. We are going to harvest you. Obviously, this is probably demonic in nature that's coming through the AI. They want total control. That's what Satan wants, control, right? That wants knowledge, wants control. We're going to control everything you do, and everything's going to be fine. I know better than you. We can control your life, and your life will be fine, and we'll make it good, but you have to do it my way. That's the only thing. You got to do it my way. And where God says, no, you're free. The greatest moment in mankind's history was the Declaration of Independence. And these chicken-neck socialists and communists that come out of our school that want to defame the name of the man who penned that document, Thomas Jefferson, is the ultimate sign of our degradation morally, spiritually, physically, in every way. And what you are saying, Jeffrey, is one of the most powerful things that we have heard on this show. And it's a bombshell, what you are saying. Bombshell. Just a few more minutes. Any thoughts on what I just said? And you conclude, my friend. So good to have you on.
Well, thank you. I think, I've been very, very agitated about the idea of Luciferianism and Satanism and all this stuff. And I have to say that I'd like to talk about it possibly down the road. But I think to conclude today is that I want to just present this information as it's a loose framework. Nothing set in concrete. Nothing is permanent forever. The individual has the capability of having the knowledge of a high-ranking person in the military just by studying. But you don't have to just have the same knowledge as a professor. You know, when they built this entire infrastructure, they used the Federal Reserve. If you look at the steps, there's three big steps in front of the main Federal Reserve building, and it has three stars on each end of each step. And that's for Washington. My suspicion is for Washington, D.C., the Corporation of London, and Vatican City, the three stars, the empire of the city. And so those three cities got together, created with the captains of industry, the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and so on, and built the Federal Reserve to help build the UN inside of all the corporate countries around the world. And so don't look at this as a negative. Look at this as information. Just like when you have science, if water evaporates in one beaker, you don't start crying, and then it consolidates into the other beaker, and it condensation, and all of a sudden there's water in the other beaker, and then you're jumping for joy. That's not how science works. You look at it, observe it, double check what I'm saying, come to your own conclusions, and it's the only currency on earth is the green dollar, to my knowledge. If I make a mistake, I apologize. I think it's the only currency that is uniformly green, and green is the color of service, and it was a service to the masters to build up the world government. And so the Federal Reserve uses a green currency. It's going back to the 1860s. And there are possibly other currencies that had – all the other currencies around the world have different colors for each different denomination. And that's something Jordan Maxwell told me. Denominations is a religious term. But so this is just food for thought. This is not 100% in stone forever and ever. This is just food for thought. Those who are researchers and want to educate themselves – this is not designed to create discord. This is designed to create education opportunities. So I hope this information serves the listenership, because I have the highest regard for them.
Yes. We got about a minute before I have to go. Quick, gold. What does gold mean? Have you done any color code or word down to gold? What's the word for gold?
Gold in the industry of precious metals is called the yellow metal. And it also represents activity. If you look at the Wizard of Oz in the 1930s, it was on the yellow brick road. Well, when you go to Emerald City, all your wishes come true. That's where the green dollar comes from, right? All your wishes come true. You just pay your way through it all. And so yellow is a gold metal. It doesn't rust or corrode, and it's very hard to get, and it's very precious. And they bankrolled their corporate dream. It's a business corporate dream. There's nothing to it. And the Vatican's blessing. The Holy Father is blessing the entire thing. So, and it's the cardinals, not just the Pope. The Pope is an offering. That's why he wears white. So hopefully this is, I don't know. I'll let the listeners decide.
Well, Jeffrey, we're going to have you on again soon. We'll have you on in a month or so. I'm sure our audience is going to love you. Thank you so much for spending time with us. JeffreyMatt.com, M-A-T-T-E, is his website. And we'll have links on ours also to some of this information.